escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
One, starting with the Canes, will return to practice today as they get set for Sunday's opener against Notre Dame. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Over to the Dolphins, who made their final roster cuts yesterday. The team will be able to put their practice squad together today once players clear waivers. The season opens up a week from Sunday in Indianapolis. And to the Marlins, who fell to the Braves 11-2. Atlanta scored 9 in the top of the 9th to break a 2-2 tie. The teams will meet for the rubber match today with the first pitch at 1:10 from Lone Depot Park. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Brian Jones, CBS College Football Today analyst, joins us as we get set. And by the way, Brian, it's so nice not to talk about the NIL right now and the transfer portal. And now we just watch 11-on-11 football, including – what a first weekend of football. My God, with some great games. How you doing, man?
First of all, my man, Joe Rose, I am doing excellent. And what a great intro. You got that iconic CBS Sports College Football music. And you lead into an interview with a Toyota owner. I got me a big old Tonka truck made by Toyota, TRD Pro, baby. It's a hot rod, and I'm loving it. Get out of my way.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to do a McDonald's commercial. You went, I'm loving it. I was about ready to get me a Big Mac, man, there for a second.
I'll just take a couple of those, too, and then fries.
Never too old. Doesn't matter how much money you got in your pocket. That always sounds good, man. I'm with
Dude,
you on that.
You're right.
Hey, so I got to ask you, man, before we get to Notre Dame, Miami, Texas at Ohio State, 1-2, the Arch Manning thing, the guy started 2 games and everybody's got him first overall pick. And I give the kid credit. He's trying to downplay everything. I know it was my grandfather and my 2 uncles are really good, but I need to play a little bit. And everybody's trying to figure out when he's coming out. It's crazy, Brian.
Well, it's been crazy since he stepped on campus. We all have all this breathless reporting that was taking place, saying, oh, he was only going to stay a year because he wasn't going to sit behind Quinn Ewers for a couple of seasons. That was a bunch of bull dookie. And it just continues to grow, and especially when he's able to start 2 games last year. One was an SEC game versus Mississippi State, 2-0 in those ball games, played in, I believe it was 10 total games a season ago. So the small sample size has everyone salivating, as it should, me included, because he's got an incredible skill threat. He's a triple threat. The guy has the wheels of his grandpa. He's got the arm of his uncles. And he's so athletic. He's smart. And he's beloved in that locker room. With all that name recognition, that guy is one of the most low-key, down-to-earth cats you would want a team with. So I understand the reporting, but he's right. Now I have to go out and prove, hey, right, just because I have a legacy last name, I've got to be able to live up to that and surpass that if I'm going to carry this Longhorn team to the promised land. But the key is he doesn't have to do it by himself. Yes, talented as he is, there's a medley of athleticism in that Longhorns locker room. So don't go out and put a ton of pressure on yourself, which I don't believe he will do, because he's got so many stars around him. Coach Sark has recruited incredibly well. I mean, there's a reason they have the number one recruiting class sitting here today. And over the last few years since he's been there, he's reconfigured that roster. So Arch will be fine. Just don't apply too much pressure to yourself, and I don't believe you will.
Hey, Brian, I wanted to ask you, speaking of that, Quinn Ewers was drafted by the Dolphins. He had a really good preseason, a really, really good preseason. He played great. A lot of people wanted him as a backup quarterback to Tua. What'd you think of him, and were you surprised he dropped to the seventh round?
I wasn't, because, as you guys know, at that level, and really any level, the best ability is availability. And he was hurt. It seemed every season he was at the University of Texas, he would miss a few games. And while he can wow you, and which he did in a positive way, he could wow you in a negative way.
Yeah.
Also, so you had that mixed bag, but there's the talents there, the arm strength, making all the throws. It's the fragility. That's the issue with him. Can he stay healthy and stay on the field?
All right, and then the big one down here, there's no love between the Miami Catholics and the Notre Dame Catholics. There's just no love at all down here. I didn't realize you're a bad Catholic if you like Miami, but you're a good one if you're on the Notre Dame, the bigger picture Notre Dame thing where all the Catholics go to school. So I just wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on this game? Notre Dame obviously loaded, made it to the national championship game last year. Miami thinks they've got the best all-around team they've had since Mario's been there. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be a heck of a football game. It's going to be a slobber knocker, man. And you mentioned it opening this segment about this first week of ball games. It is just through the roof. Amazing. Maybe the best first week ever. And not just the brand names, Miami and the Notre Dame, Texas, Ohio State, but even downstream in Nebraska and Cincy. Two teams on the climb back, Auburn and Baylor. That's going to be a significant matchup as well. This game is going to come down to this Miami defense being able to stop what I believe is the best running back stable in college football. Everybody will point to Allen and Singleton up at Penn State, but this three-headed monster with Love and Price and Williams, all three of those cats averaged over 6 yards per carry.
Wow.
Against a neophyte offensive line a season ago that carried them all the way to the national title game. So those guys are going to be much better up front. Then you got those three receivers behind, three running backs behind them. Can you stop the run and force this first-year starter, C.J. Carr, to put the onus on him to try to win this game and make some plays? That's going to be key. On the flip side, you know, last season heading into the year, all we heard was how Cam Ward had won over that locker room there for the Canes. I haven't heard so much of that. Matter of fact, I've heard the contrary. So I'm hoping that's not the case, because we know Carson Beck can spin it. He can make some plays. He has a few games there where he threw multiple interceptions a season ago. So can they protect him, keep him upright? Has he built that camaraderie with his receiving core and moreover, that entire locker room? That's going to be the key. But I'm anxious to see this Notre Dame offensive line going up against Bain and, what is it, Messador at that edge, and
yeah,
the new guys they brought over in the interior, Scott and Blay, man. That should be fun to watch.
By the way, you're right, though. If we end up talking about Notre Dame averaging 6 yards a carry and running for 200, 250 yards, you're right. And time of possession.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's That's going to be a big, big problem. So, got to ask you about another game. Bama at FSU. FSU had an unbelievable year. I never seen a drop-off like that. They were one of the worst teams in college football last year, and the year before they went friggin' undefeated. Even when it got to their backup quarterbacks, they were still winning.
Well, aren't they the first to go from, 12-0 conference champion to about 2-10 the following year? I believe they're the first to ever – sit in that seat. So, yeah, it was a horrible year for Coach Norvell, and we'll see what they're working with. It doesn't help when you bring over Castellanos from Boston College, the new quarterback, and he starts popping off. about Alabama of all teams. Yeah. Really, son? I know he's trying to walk it back, but it's too late. You know, as we say, check, don't let the alligator mouth write a check. Humblebee ass can't cash. I mean, come on, man. You don't want to push this dude, dog. Wow.
As soon as he said something, the whole team was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you thinking? They can come cover for him. They're going to have to because you got Alabama piping Matt, even though they won't have their all-world running back, Jam Miller, for a few weeks, still more than enough potent firepower on that football team.
Yeah, that was funny. That was very funny. You're right. They're still popping off. Hey, this Clemson team's really interesting. Dabo's not been big on this transfer portal. He's got a few this year, but he's been fighting and he's still winning. What do you think of this Clemson team with Klubnik coming back at quarterback?
Well, they're back at it again. This is the configuration in which those championship teams for Clemson were built. You've got the quarterback, senior laden guy, Cade Klubnik. You've got the offensive line, veteran guys up there. You now have stellar wide receiver play again. And on the defensive side, this Peter Woods, if he's not high on these NFL draft boards, nobody is. Yeah. Because the way he plays technique-wise, his fundamentals are sick. He's a big, strong kid, uses power, striking these offensive linemen, getting rid of them. Then you got T.J. Parker at the edge position, one of the tops. I think he was 10.5 sacks a season ago. He'll be possibly top 10, definitely first-round pick. And then in the secondary, Terrell at the cornerback position, as physical as they come. So they are stacked at every level of their defense. You can pretty much say the same on the offensive side of the ball. So Clemson is back at it again, like Yellow Beezy, baby.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. Hey, so, back, I didn't ask. I know you went to Texas. I've been trying to fight away from that. But Texas at Ohio State, who do you like in that game? Ohio State obviously got a new quarterback, but got a lot of good players as well.
Yeah, they do. I think Texas is the better team this year. That playoff game last year, just look at all the guys drafted off that defense, 8 or 9 guys that were taken, and they stayed because they wanted to win a national championship. They also wanted to beat Michigan, but we know that didn't happen. But they did get the Natty. So they used a lot of that money they spent a season ago to retain their players, which is a big part of the game there, roster retention. I like Texas to win this ball game. Yeah, Arch doesn't have a lot of time as the starter, but he's got more than that other guy. If Texas can negate the all-world Jeremiah Smith at wide receiver, as they did in the playoff game back in January, I think he had 1 or 2 catches for 3 yards, something of that nature. That dude went to the toilet. They were right there with him. The wife is behind. And they're going to have to do that again. They've got to bracket him. Make sure you take their best player out of the equation. And offensively, Texas is retooling their offensive line. Only one returning starter up front. Thank God Arch has some legs and can extend plays and possibly get out of trouble. But if they can hold up and this running game can provide some semblance of what they had a season ago, that should help Arch in that offense. I like Texas to win the ball game. It's going to be a hostile environment. Those fans of Ohio State are nuts. Just like that Buckeye nut. They are nuts.
Yeah.
And seriously, as a good buddy of mine said, it's if Oklahoma fans and Arkansas fans, two of our 3 arch rivals, had a baby. That's how crazy they are in Columbus. Yeah. They are certifiable.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, before I let you go, Jeremiah Smith, what a freak of freaks, huh? That guy right out of high school down here in Miami, and he was we had a lot of great ones come through South Florida. I've never seen a guy make a jump from high school first year in college. He might have been the best wide receiver in the country last year.
Oh, no doubt, man. And I know Bama has the Ryan, what is it, Ryan?
Not
Smith
bad at all. Yeah, no, I forgot about him, too.
Not bad
at
all. No. And Texas had a first round to go in the draft last year. But you're right. And seeing him at Big Ten Media Days this summer and just having a chance to talk to him, damn, that's a grown man already. And he's a wide receiver. He's thinking of being a linebacker.
Oh, it's getting crazy. Oh, it is getting crazy. Brian, man, sure good talking to you, man. Really appreciate it. You have a great first week, man, and thank you so much.
You got it, man. Send me some of them fried lobsters.
Yeah. I'll make sure the first thing out after the show. Thanks, Brian.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Brian Jones, CBS College Football. Today analyst. And if you get a chance, CBS show, it's a lot of fun. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We are not done. Alan Poupart is going to join us in this 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll go over the Miami Dolphins stuff as a crazy day, man. And today, if you're wondering, 53, man, yesterday, still a little bit of work for the Miami Dolphins and still got to get a few more players on there and maybe make a change on a guy that's on the roster, take him off that might be injured. And then on top of that, start to put together 16 guys on a practice squad. Well, more on that right after this quick break.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully you're listening on 104.3 where we got a much stronger signal. But if you're hanging, we still on 560, Woody? We still 560 AM?
Yes, we are, Joe, yes.
Great, thank you. So
you're welcome.
If you're old school 560, you're still good. And if you want to expand a little bit between Key West all the way up to north of Jupiter, 104.3. Great to have you. Appreciate it. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And I have no idea what, everybody's telling me, oh, they're going to do. Miami's going to do what they did last time when Notre Dame was a big favorite. They're going to kick their ass. And I just said, well, this is a little different situation this time around. they've actually got a really good team. Really, really good team. And Miami's got a good team, but they're not sure how good they are. They're going to have to win some games to get that confidence. And I think this can be Morrow's best team because I think it's going to be a lot better defensively in the secondary. I think in the front seven defensively, which will get tested in a big, big way against Notre Dame offensive line and those running backs. And then we'll see which receivers show up in Carson Beck and what kind of game he'll have and all those things will come into play. By the way, I haven't heard anything bad about Carson Beck down there. Now, I'm not checking all the social media of what everybody's saying in the neighborhood and everything, but he throws the ball now. He could throw it. There's no question about it why some people had him as a top 10 pick before the season started last year. He can throw it. And now the question is, can he get some guys, get some separation and give him something to throw to? I don't care if they're true freshmen or they're transfer portal fifth-year guys. Doesn't really matter. Just got to find some guys that he can depend on. He's probably got a good idea right now who they are. He's been throwing to them. You build up great chemistry with certain guys. You trust them from scrimmages and everything else. So now we'll find out what that thing's going to look like. So I'm really, like you are, really curious to see what it's going to look like, Woody. What do you think, Wood? What's going to happen?
Oh, boy, man. So I think the first thing is they have to control the tempo of the game, obviously, right? Like, you cannot allow them to run. I think that's going to be one of the big things. I think Carson Beck's going to be just fine, by the way. I know there's a lot of talk around Carson Beck. I think he'll be just fine, Joe. I think the Canes are going to have a running game, so there's not going to be too much on his plate, hopefully. But I think the secondary is dramatically improved for Miami, right? I think that's going to be a big, big deal. As we saw the end of last season, that was dicey.
During this game, you may have to leave those cornerbacks and say, all right, you're going to have to cover these guys. We can't help you.
Yeah, but the question
becomes, we have some guys coming up.
Can you put them in those situations where they have to throw the ball, right? That's going to be another big thing too. But I just think overall the defense will be dramatically improved. But I also think, look, here's the other thing. You can't fall behind to this team early. Because if Miami goes down early, they're just going to keep running the football. And that's going to be problematic.
If it's in a close game, they're going to keep running the football. That's going to be priority one. I don't care how well CJ Carr throws a football and how good his receivers are. He's got really good running backs, and everybody kind of agrees that they might have the best running back, and even the two guys that are going to be running next to him are really good players.
It's just kind of crazy to go from practicing on those fields to playing Notre Dame. So, like, you ask me how it's going to look, and it's very tough to predict, right? Everyone's got a different take on this game. Miami's a slight underdogs. It's very, very tough to predict how this thing's going to look. But I think Carson Beck is going to be a lot better than people are giving him credit.
But it's not just going to be about Carson Beck. His guy's got to get open. I mean, we can't get, this can't be Carson Beck dogpiling if every time he goes to throw and nobody's got any separation, that's going to be a problem. That won't work.
You know the deal, though, man. You know the deal now with the money, right? They're going to throw that back at him. And that's unfortunate, but that's just how it's going to be now. They're going to say, you made $4 million. You got to be better.
They're still joking about his Ferrari and the whole thing. You hear that? I heard it again on ESPN the other night.
Yeah, like the other having guys a good aren't. Laugh. Like the guy in Michigan probably doesn't have a nice car, right?
I don't know.
The guy at Ohio State or the guy at Texas or any of the other big schools, right?
This guy put himself with a girlfriend that was very well known at the time, and
still
the car
well
got broken into, and one of them was a Ferrari.
Still well known, by the way.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's back. I don't know if she's rebounded yet and back dating again, is she?
I don't get that deep into the social media world. So
I saw they had some work done. That's the latest thing I saw. They had a little work done, upper deck, had a little work done. They did it together. Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a busy day with the Miami Dolphins coming up here with.
How do you see it going? Get off the Dolphins for a second. How do you see this game shaking out?
This is going to be a tough one.
Tough to tell, right?
This is going to be a tough game for them to win. This is not Notre Dame that came down here before. And they got talent now. Listen, again, I've seen it. The team, Miami, has a lot of talent. They're playing against a team that's went to national championship team versus a team that came up short and couldn't win games at the end of the season. And even though you're real strong, I'll tell you a group that needs to have a really good game. The Canes offensive line needs to.
Yes.
They need to get out. You got to be able to run the football. Last thing I want is Carson Beck to drop back and throw it 45 times in the first week.
Well, you do that, you've probably lost the
probably
game.
Not good. You got to have a balanced attack, and you got to be able to run it. I'm sure those guys been yapping about this and understand it.
Well, that's the old speed versus size thing, right, too? Like, you got to show – Miami's got to show their speed. I know Notre Dame's got big dudes.
Well, Miami's got two running backs, two 220-pound running backs, and you're going to have to probably rotate them in there and just got to be balanced. You got to take care of the football, and defensively, you got to get stops. If we're looking at second and two and second and three, then
But these games, all of them are kind of like the same thing, right? Like, can you tell me Ohio State, Texas? Like, can you tell me how you see that game?
I have no idea.
No clue, right?
I can't tell you about
Florida State, Alabama. We were just talking about that game.
I feel pretty good that Alabama's going to get after them pretty good.
Do you think they're going to blow them out?
They could.
Okay.
What's the spread? 13.5?
13.5.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
All right. But listen, there's going to be some upsets this week. Yeah, there's Clemson, no question.
You think Clemson's going to show up early in the season? They've laid some eggs in these openers.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, me too. But they've had some rough ones. So I think the opening week of college football, when you have these big matchups, it is a little bit difficult because you just don't know how good these teams are actually going to be.
Well, they got a pretty good idea because they're working off last year what you've added to your team. I disagree with that.
Well, FSU thought they were going to be good last year, too.
I don't know if they did.
That's what they said at Media Day.
Well, I mean, what they say and what did you
think they were going to be a two-win team?
No, I thought they'd be a lot better. But they were historically, from one year to the next, that's unbelievable how bad they were. That was really bad. All right, hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to. Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI.com and host of All Dolphins podcast, going to join us. We are going to break down that 53-man roster and talk about maybe work still to be done and a couple of surprises from yesterday. We'll have all that for you coming up next. Don't go away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.